This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I can't wait for this interview today, and I wish I had longer. But let me tell you about this gentleman who's a pastor and a father of eight from Meridian, Mississippi. He auditioned for The Voice, an unexpected talent that burst to the seams and went to the top. And kind of unexpected from his story, he'll tell you more about that. But his name is Todd Tillman. You might remember he was season 18, the winner of The Voice. And man, as God used his life, he and Brooke have put together their story in a book form called Every Little Win. And if you have a dream in your life, you're waiting to hear from God, this will inspire you. Mr. Todd Tillman, my friend, how are you? Hey, tell me what's life like.
Oh, I'm good. Life is good. It's wild.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like sometimes I'm really tired and sometimes I'm really tired, but I'm so busy that I can't pay attention to how tired I am.
Okay, I know we don't have an hour, but can you take us back? Someone told you to go ahead and sign up for this national competition on The Voice. How did that happen?
Yep. You know what? I actually had registered earlier at the nudging of a friend, but it was months earlier, and I decided that I was not going to do it. But man, my wife just aggravated the tar out of me until I said fine, and I went, you know?
Wow. I mean, you're from a small town, and your story is you've been raised in the church and small churches and went with your daddy and sang, and your grandmother sang, and then here you find yourself in this position. It must have been a God thing to bring you through this, because it happened through a pandemic. And right. Tell me why you felt like God used the pandemic. I read your story in the book of how God used that season to make that happen.
Oh, you know, it's weird to say these things out loud because it feels a little braggadocious, and I really don't mean it that way. I really don't. But for some reason, there was a joy. And I mean, I know the reason, you know, but the world doesn't know the reason. Just because of the joy of the Lord, I would say. There was a joy that that people saw. Man, I could not tell you, even now, it's been over a year, how many people still say that in that specific particular time that I was on that season at that time, you know, and because of the joy and the spirit, but also, you know, it was kind of probably good that we shot the live shows from our hometown, because I don't think I would have won if they wouldn't have seen my little girl sucking her thumb in one of those episodes. I mean, in one of those performances.
So precious to see your family involved. And it really was. You can't say that it's nothing but God ordained to have your family involved and putting the production together and your kids there, your wife there, all working together. So that was meant for such a time as this at that time. And you said that there were people that probably wouldn't have heard your story or noticed if it hadn't have happened like that.
Oh, man. Yeah. I feel like because people were home, you know, at that time, it wasn't even like it has been in months past. At that time, it was the world was shut down for the most part. Yes. And I think so many people would not have gotten to see that and gotten to experience. And again, I really genuinely don't take really any credit for it. All I did was just keep singing, you know. I tell everybody, I just kept on singing until there wasn't no more singing to do, you know. But yeah, the people were sort of captive in their homes. And I feel like my time on The Voice, as well as probably some other people on The Voice and other things outside The Voice, were little sort of pinpricks of light in a really dark time, you know?
Yes. And God used that. And if you don't know the whole story and you want to know the whole story, it's in their book by Todd and Brooke Tillman, spelled T-I-L-G-H-M-A-N, Every Little Win. If you need inspiration today, if you want to feel inspired, this story, their story, will share with you the hope of Jesus and how you can dream for something bigger. So don't give up. Trust God for that. And there's a purpose for you hearing this today. What's your final word, Todd, to someone that might need a little encouragement?
You know, my final word to people is always the same thing, and that's that I love you. Even if you don't think anybody does, I do. I love you. Find something to be grateful for today and just keep working and keep trusting God. It's kind of a mixture of both. God does really the majority of it, but you trust God, but you also got to work hard and pursue, and you'll see, I guarantee you'll see results if you just let God do it and you don't do it on your own.
Wow, that's great. But allowing God to use you is one of the big steps too. So thank you, Todd. Thanks for allowing God to use you. The book is Every Little Win, Todd and Brooke Tillman. And if you want to know more, it's on my Conversations link. And you can find out more at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.